Brazil is often described as the most soccer-obsessed country on earth, so it makes the country a natural for hosting this year's World Cup. And yet, the 7 years of preparation for the month-long tournament have been marked by protests. During this week alone, there has been a paralyzing subway strike and a strike by bus drivers. And joining me now for a look at what's driving the protests is Vincent Bevins, who's been reporting on Brazil in the lead-up to the World Cup for the Los Angeles Times. He joins me now from São Paulo. Hello, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
As I said earlier this week, a subway strike paralyzed São Paulo. Have there been any protests today?
Yes, although today has been mostly calm throughout the city, as much of the population of São Paulo has had the day off of work and school. We had a small protest this morning where police injured five people. They injured two protesters and three journalists, including one producer from CNN. And then the protesters move on to try to block down a freeway, and they were unsuccessful again, clashing with police. So although most of the protests have wound down over the last couple of days, things are far from certain as the game is about to start.
Are the protests about a single issue, or are they about a general frustration that many Brazilians feel?
Well, there's a widespread belief across a large majority of the population that too much money was spent on the stadiums. About $11 billion was spent on the stadiums. And almost everybody will tell you that they wish more money had gone to healthcare, education, and transportation. These are the three issues that really unite the population. And the latest poll that came out shows that around 60% of the Brazilian population thinks the World Cup would be overall bad for the country rather than good. So this is the background against which protests, which often have no specific issues, are materializing. So we had a metro workers' strike in São Paulo over the last couple of weeks. They wanted higher pay. We had a police work strike across the country. They wanted better pay and higher conditions. And we've had teachers, again, also even better work. But in general, there is widespread discontent around one issue, which is too much money went to this soccer event when so many other things in Brazilian daily lives remain difficult.
How much is timing a factor? Are the protesters trying to take advantage of the attention that Brazil is receiving as the World Cup gets underway?
Yes, and a lot of people won't deny that fact. They'll be very happy to tell you that while the whole world is looking at Brazil, this is a time for us to bring up these legitimate complaints we have, because this is when people pay attention. Some people might call that cynical, but people are denying that they're using this event to bring attention to a lot of the people leaving this country.
Well, whether it's true or not, it seems to be working. A few days ago, São Paulo officials agreed to use a piece of land that's been occupied by poor families for low-income housing. Was that seen as a major victory for the protesters?
Well, yeah, I mean, they were sort of, they've almost emerged heroically, if not as victoriously, not heroically, as in the great World Cup. They are called the Homeless Workers Movement, and they had consistently put the largest amount of people on the streets, from 10 to 20,000 people shutting down the roads, and demanding that the government do something to provide housing for their low-income families, and they won. And so they're going to be holding a party on that land rather than a protest. So that's going to radically change the dynamic of the streets, absolutely. The fact that the government can't do exactly what they want.
Weren't a lot of people evicted to clear land for the stadiums? Were they compensated?
Yeah, especially in Rio, there has been complaints of people being forced out of their homes to build some of the preparations for the game, and more especially for the 2006 Olympic Games, which will be held in Rio. But more generally, people are complaining about things that affect 80% of the population. But yes, there have been forced removals of land, and the homeless workers movement have demanded, and they have won this demand from the government, that the government will set up a community to make sure that no one else is forcefully removed from land. We get to see if that commission will have any teeth or what will actually look like. Another victim that they declared earlier this week.
What's been the police response to the protests? Have they changed as the cup has gotten closer? Has it become more desperate?
The police here have The police have been widely accused of human rights abuses and of not knowing really how to deal with protests for over a year. In May of 2013, we could have been able to call Brazil a country and really protest football. But what happened is that on June 13th, 2013, the police acted completely on a protest against a hike in the bus fares in Sao Paulo. And that brought out a million people onto the streets in support of the protests more generally. And that's when all these other complaints began to materialize about around healthcare, schools, and education. And by no one would think that the police have improved the way that they deal with all the protesters over the last year. Most international specialists and human rights activists believe that the Brazilian police need to be reformed and going to deal with this kind of mass movement. And as we saw today, they shot a CNN reporter with a tear gas canister, and she was injured. So we don't have a lot of evidence that the police have improved their tactics.
I'm talking with Vincent Bevins, special correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. He is in Sao Paulo. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. How much public money has gone into the $11 billion that has been spent for hosting the World Cup?
A large amount of it. And this, one of the main problems is that the initial promise made to the people was that none of it would be public.
Where was the money going to come from?
Excuse me?
Where was the money going to come from?
The money was to all come from the private sector. Mm-hmm. And what we had was billions of dollars provided directly by the government and a large majority of the private money being subsidized or paid for with government loans. So this was one of many promises that were explicitly made or broken by the Brazilian government. They also promised a large number of public works, county transportation, and 40% of those works actually materialized before the games. So it's not only that Brazilians are complaining about the situation in their daily lives, but that very clearly some promises were made that were not kept.
Brazil's is the world's seventh largest economy, although growth has stalled recently, and I assume there was hope that the World Cup would help boost the economy. But haven't there been a lot of complaints about government corruption, which might undermine confidence in Brazil's government?
Yes, absolutely. As you said, this seems like a perfect plan. A growing emerging market country that loves soccer would put on a tournament for the world, and they would use this to promote Brazil's image and promote it as a place for international investment. But what happened is that, and academics have done studies on these types of mega sporting events all over the world, and the consensus is that because governments are forced to deliver by a state, it becomes very easy for construction companies to up the price. And so the price keeps going up and up and up, and the government is forced to pay it because they have to get it done. And in that kind of a scenario, there have been lots of accusations that government politicians have traded these inflated contracts either for campaign money or for kickbacks. We don't have Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff, comes to the speak that there's an investigation into all those accusations. We've had no convictions yet. But certainly amongst the population, the suspicion is widespread that this money, by far the most expensive World Cup in history, some of it must have gone into corruption.
Brazil was named the host country for the World Cup all the way back in 2007. Dilma Rousseff was elected 2010, but she had served in the previous government, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's government. She was his chief of staff. Can we blame it on Lula and Rousseff, these problems?
Well, it's tough to place blame specifically on any one part of the government, but we certainly have taken credit for it if it had been a success.
We're having problems with this connection. I would have thought that we'd have good phone connections with Brazil, but maybe that's part of the problem. Have we lost him? Okay, well, it's unfortunate. that we have lost our guest, but my great thanks to Vincent Bevins, special correspondent from the Los Angeles Times, who is talking to us from Sao Paulo, actually from a location fairly close to the stadium where the big games will be played.